This is a Rashi roundup for Parshas Kisetze. Kisetze has the most mitzvos in the entire Torah out of any Parsha. I think that's 72 mitzvos. So obviously there's a lot that we're leaving out from Rashi's explanation of some of the halachos of these mitzvos. I tried to knock it down to the most pshat-based Rashis and some of the thematic ones, some of the more famous themes. But obviously it's kedai to go through every Rashi in the entire Torah, certainly, and every Rashi in this week's Parsha is no exception. But let's get started with Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, talking about the Eishes Sifas Toar, Varisa Bashivya, Eishes Sifas Toar, says the Torah, that if you will see a captive, a beautiful woman in your that you take into captivity, V'choshaktova, V'lokachta l'cha l'isha, you desire her and you take her as a wife. So Rashi, Divramaska, V'lokachta l'cha l'isha. So what is the theme over here? Lo dibra Torah ela keneged yetzer hara. The Torah is specifically trying to combat the yetzer hara. Not that this is what the Torah really wants you to do. She'im eina kadosh baruch hu matira yisayin abisr. Because if Hashem doesn't say a way to do this beheter, then you're going to do it beisr. You're going to take her against the will of the Torah. Avalim nasa. But the Torah is also telling you that if you marry her, sofa lios sona, in the end you're going to hate her, shenemar acharav, ki siena le'ish v'gomer. Since the next theme that's going to come up, next thing in the Parsha is, you have two wives, one of whom you do not like. And therefore, is v'sofa lihivaleid mimena ben soramora. And this leads to the next theme in the Parsha, which is you're going to give birth to a ben soramora, l'kach nismachu parshios elu. That is why these parshios are back-to-back. These topics are discussed back-to-back. Continuing in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vehesiras Simlash Shivya Me'ala, you remove her dress that she was wearing out of captivity. V'yashvav Vehesecha, and she should live in your house. V'achsos Aviyah V'esima Yerach Yamim, she should cry over her mother and her father, their loss for a month. V'achar Kein Tavoy Lel V'alta V'yisalacha L'isha, then you can have relations with her and she'll be for you as a wife. Says Rashi, Uvaksa esavia. Why does we say that she has to cry over her parents? Kol kachlam. What is the Torah describing over here? Why do they have it this way? Kedesha tehei bas Yisrael smecha v'zu atzuva. Your Jewish wife should be rejoicing, having a good time, and this one should be sad. Bas Yisrael miskashetas v'zu misnavelas. And your Jewish wife is adorning herself and looking very nice, and this one is not. She's looking not nice at all, again, to discourage you from wanting to marry her. Now we're skipping to Pasuk Yud Ches. Now we're in the issue of Ben Sor Mor. Ki yele ish bein sorer umore, einenu shamea b'kol aviv b'kol imo. If you have a son who is sorer umore, let's just translate that as rebellious. He's not listening to his parents. V'yisru oso v'lo yishma aleihem. They afflict him and he does not listen to them. Says Rashi, Divra Maschil V'yisru, Masrin Bo B'fnei Shlosha, you have to give him warning in front of three Umalkin or so, and they actually give him Malkus in Beis Din. Ben Sor Mora Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigdol V'yochal Tartei Marbasav Yishteh Chatzi Lug Yain. He has to specifically steal and eat a certain amount of meat and drink a certain amount of wine. Shenemar Zolel V'solvei V'nemar Alti B'solvei Yain V'zolei Basar Lamo. We learned it out from this Xeris HaKasav of the Lashon Zolel V'solvei. And then Rashi, in terms of the theme, quoting from the Mishnah and the Gemara, Ben Sor Mora Nerag Al Shem Sofo. Ben Sor Mora is not killed for the Avera that he's doing now. Rather, he's killed for what he will do in the future. Higia Torah L'Sof Daito. The Torah is telling you what will happen in the end. Sof Shemachala Mamon Aviv. He's going to burn through his father's money. Mavakish Limu Doveino Motzei. He's going to want what he is used to having, and he's not going to find it in his home. V'omid B'proshas Drachim U'malaste Mesabrios. And he's going to end up going out there and stealing from others and becoming a bandit. So Amra Torah, Torah says, Yomus Zakai V'al Yomus Chayv. Let him be killed while he is still innocent, and do not wait for him to actually be Chayv, the Misa. Don't let him earn it. Let him, as a Schus, die while he is still young and innocent. Now in Pasuk Chafal says, Urgamuhu Kol Anshei Yiro Ba'avonim V'meis. Everyone in his city will stone him and he will die. V'yarta Rami Mikirbecha, and it will eradicate the evil from him. It's V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, and all the Jews will hear about it and they will see. Rashi V'yomaschol V'chol Mikan Shetzarech Achraza B'veizdin. Right, this is something which requires announcement in Beis Din. Ploni Niskal Al Shayu Ben Sor Mora. We have to kill him. He was killed because he was a Ben Sor Mora. Now moving to Pasuk Chaf Gimel, In Pasuk Chaf Beis, we describe someone who gets killed in Beis Din. Then it says, Lo salin nivlaso al ha'etz. You cannot allow his body to hang on a tree. Ki kavor tikbreno bayomahu. You have to bury him on that same day. Ki kilalas elokim talui. It is a curse to God that is hanging. Velo sitameis ad masecha asher Hashem elokecha nosem lecha nachala. Do not be metame, do not defile the ground that Hashem, your God, has given to you as an inheritance. So what does it mean that it's a curse to God that is hanging? Rashi says, Zilzulo shel melechi, this is a disgrace to the king. We, humanity is made, B'tzelem Elokim, and we, the Jews, are specifically considered his direct children. Mashal l'shnei achim ta'omim shahayu domin zelazeh. The Gemara gives a mashal to two twin boys. Echad nasev melech, v'echad nitfas alistus. One becomes a king, and one becomes a robber, and he is hanged. Kol haroa oso omer hamelech talui. Everyone who sees him says, oh, look, the king is hanging. Right? So kol kol l'shev mikro l'shen hakel v'zil. All right, so the rest is about the l'shen. But we see that for a human being, even a sinner, to be hanging there, it's the Tzelem Elokim that is hanging there. It's a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we are choshesh for Hashem's kavod. Now moving to Perek Chaf Beis, we're going to start with Pasuk He. So we have Lo Yiyeh Kli Gever Al Isha, Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So you're not allowed to have a men's clothing on a woman, and woman, and a woman's clothing on a man. Because this is a to'eva to Hashem, whoever does this. So normally I'd skip these Rashis, but it's in Yonah Diyoma these days. I think we need chizuk in these areas. So Rashi, she'tehidome le'ish, k'dei she'telich bein ha'anashim, she'enzu ela l'shem mi'uf. He says, why are you dressing up in these clothing? You want to look like a man so you can hang around with the men. And this is in order to commit adulterous acts. Below Yilbash Gever Samas Ishas, likewise, Leilich Vileshe Bein Hanashim, so you can hang around with the women. Davar Acher, what's another example of wearing women's clothing? Not actual clothing, but Shalo Yashir Seir Ha'erva Veser Beis Hashach. He shouldn't shave certain private areas of his body that women tend to shave, not men. And Ki So Avas, right, it's an abomination. Lo Asra Torah Elo Levusha Mevi Lide Toeva. Specifically, the Torah was forbidding that which will lead to a sexual immorality, which is deemed a Toeva to HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, moving to Pasuk Zion. Shaleach Teshalach. Oh, this is going on Shiluach HaKain. Shaleach Teshalach HaSaim V'Sabanim Tikach Lach. You have to send away the mother bird and keep the children, the eggs. L'man Yitav Lach V'Harachta Yamim. In order that it will be good for you and you will have long days. You'll have a long life. Says Rashi, L'man Yitav Lach Mitzvah Kala She'im Bach V'Sarim Kis. A small, light mitzvah that you don't have to spend any money on. Amra Torah L'man Yitav Lach V'Harachta Yamim. It says it'll be good for you and you'll have a long life. Kavachomer L'matan Scharin Shal Mitzvah Chamuros. How much more so is it true for mitzvahs that are actually difficult to do that you will receive a long life and good things. Pasuk Ches, Ki Sivne Bayis Chadash V'Sisa Ma'akeh L'Gagecha. You're going to build a new house, you have to make a fence around your roof. V'lo Sasim Damim V'Veisecha Ki Yipol HaNofel Mimenu. Do not create dangerous situations in your house that someone could fall off of it. Now Rashi, Divramaschil Ki Sivne Bayis Chadash. Im kiyam the mitzvah shiluach hakein. If you fulfill the mitzvah of sending away the mother, sofcha livnos bayis chadash v'tekayim mitzvah makkah. So you're going to eventually be able to build a new house and fulfill the mitzvah makkah. She mitzvah goreres mitzvah, because one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. V'tagia lekerem v'sadeh l'bgadim noim, and then you will be shayach to all the coming mitzvahs that are described in the parsha. You'll get to a vineyard and a field and nice clothing. L'kach nichsmechu parshios halalu. That's the theme that runs through these short inyan. Moving now to Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Tes. The previous pasuk said, do not reject an Edomi because he is your brother, and do not abhor a Mitzri because you lived in his house. So what's the halacha there? Banim asher yivoldu lahem dor shalishi yavol lahem bekal Hashem. The third generation, if somebody converts, then he's still not allowed to marry a Jew if he's a Mitzri, but the third generation from the Mitzriim is allowed to marry a regular Jewish person. So here Rashi says, "Visharu musmator miad," but rather the regular rest of the nations of the world, if they're megari, can marry them right away. Halamata shamachti laadam kashalom in ahorgo. Right? So he says, if you cause someone else to do an avera, it's much worse than killing him. Shahorgo, horgo bolamazek. Because if you kill somebody, it's like killing him in this world. Vahamachtio, motzio, min olamazeo, min olamaba. Right? So if you kill him, you ruin his life in this world, and you ruin his life in the next world. Lefichach, Edom, shekadman b'cherev, lo nitav, b'chei Mitzrayim shetavim. That's why we don't reject Edom, even though they came out to attack us, and we don't even reject Mitzrayim, who drowned our firstborns. Ve'elu shehechtiyam, but Moab, Ammon and Moab, we're very angry at them. Nitavu, they're rejected. We don't want to intermarry with them forever. Moving on to Perek Chaf Dalet, we're going to go to Pasuk Gimel. We're talking about a woman who was just divorced from her first husband because Kimatzeh Bo Erev Hasdavar, that she was unfaithful to him. So she marries a second husband, and now it says, Usneah Isha Acharon. And the second husband hates her as well. V'kasav la sefer krisos, he writes a get, v'nasan biyada, v'shilachah mebeso. He puts it in her hand, and he sends her out of his house. O kiyamusa Isha Acharon, asher l'kachal lo l'isha. Or another scenario that the second husband dies, and the continuation of the parsha is that she's not allowed to remarry her first husband. But Rashi here, Usneya Isha Acharon, Akasim Vasro, Shesofa Lisanosa. He married such a woman who was already unfaithful to her first husband. The Torah is announcing that in the end he's going to hate her as well. Vimlav Kovarta. And if he doesn't reject her because of her horrible actions, she will be the death of him. Shenemar O Kiyomus. That's what the second half of the pasuk is referring to. Obviously, that's on a Pshutosh HaMikra level, on a halachic level. We're talking about the Isser of Machzor Grushasa. Okay, moving to pasuk Hey. Ki kach ish isha chadasha. If a man marries a new wife, lo yetzei batzava, lo yavor alav l'chol davar. He should not go to the army or leave for any reason. No ki yeleveso shana echas. He should be clean in his home, and he should be able to stay home for 1 year. V'simachas ishto asher lakach, and he can be mesameach the wife whom he took. He can help her rejoice and make her happy. So here we're going to do Rashi the Ramaschil l'chol davar. What does it mean? You can't go to the army for any reason. Rashi says, "Shehu tzara chatzava." That's to help out with the wars, to help out with the army. Lo l'sapek ma'im u'mazim, lo l'sakin drachim. Not to be in the supplies, not to help fix the roads. Aval achozim urchem milchama al pi kohen. But those who go home based on the announcements of the kohen, we read about in last week's parsha, kagon bana bayis v'lo chanchoy yirishishta v'lo lakacha. Right, so he's in the middle of building a house. He wasn't mechanech his house yet, or he did erusin, but he didn't do nisuin. So maspik and ma'im u'mazon u'masakna sadrachim. They're not all completely free. They have to help behind the scenes and do things for the army. But a person who's in the first year, he's in Shana Rishona of his marriage, he doesn't do anything at all. He doesn't even go to the back lines to help fix things up. Okay, moving to Pasuk Tes. We say, Zachor es asher asa Hashem alokecha l'Miriam. You must remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Baderech v'teischem mi'mitzrayim. Meaning how Miriam got saras. When she spoke a lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, "Imbasa lihizar shalotilka b'tzaras." If you want to be careful not to get tzaras, al tisaper lashon hara. Don't speak lashon hara. Zachor ha'asui leMiriam shedivra ba'chev alaksa b'negoim. Right. This is the source for the idea that you get tzaras for speaking lashon hara, because we know that's why Miriam got tzaras, and we're supposed to remember what Miriam did. Why? To make fun of Miriam? God forbid. No, because we have to remember the punishment for Lashon Hara. Now we're moving to Perek Chaf Hei. We'll go to Pasuk Aleph. Ki yeh riv bein anashim. There's a fight between two people. V'nikshu ala mishpat u'shvatum. And they go to court and they're judged. V'tzdiku es ha-tzadik v'hirshiu es ha-rasha. And the tzadik is made righteous and the rasha is made evil. Now Rashi over here keys in on the flow and he says, ki yeh riv sofam lios nogsim el ha-mishpat. They're going to El Hamishpat, they're going in the end, they're going to go to court against each other. Emor Me'ata, Ein Shalom Yotze Mitoch Meriva. You could say, based on this, that the peace does not come from arguments. Mi Garam Lelot, Lifrosh Menat Tzadik, Heveyomer Zo Meriva. What caused Lot to separate from Avraham Avinu? It was the fight that they had. Whenever you have arguments and fighting, it does not end well. Okay, now going to Pasuk Gimel, a person who gets Malkus, Arbo'im Yakenu Lo Yosef, she get 40 Malkus, he should not add any Malkus, Pen Yosef Lakoso Al Eila Makar Abba V'Niklai Chichal Enecha, because he might add on to his lashes and give him a great hit, and this will disgrace your brother in front of your eyes. Rashi over here, just in terms of the halacha, Lo Yosef Mikan Azhara Lamake Es Chaveru. This is the Isser D'Oraisa to hit another Jew. The Isser for the Shlich Bezdin to add on even one single lash. Moving now to Pasuk Tes. So we're talking over here about the mitzvah of Chalitza. So vindiksha yivim toe love le neazakenim v'cholza na'alo me'al raglo. So the Yavama comes and she removes the shoe from his foot. V'yorka bifanov, and she spits in front of him. Right, v'ansa v'amra, and she answers and she says, kacha ye'aseh le'isha asher lo yivneh es beis achiv. Thus shall be done to the man who will not build his brother's house. So Rashi, just to clarify, because this is a source that people misunderstand, v'yarka b'fanav, Rashi stresses, al gabe karka, she doesn't spit right in his face, she spits on the ground in front of him. Just wanted to stress, she does not spit in the shoe. Oftentimes people talk about, oh, what's chalitza when she spits in the shoe? She doesn't spit in the shoe, she spits on the karka in front of the yavam. Moving to Pasuk Yid Aleph, ki natsu anashim yachtav ish v'achiv, right, you have two men, one man and his brother fighting with each other, v'korva eshes achad lahatzilas isha miyad makeyu, and one woman steps in to help her husband from the guy who's hitting him, v'sholcha yada v'echazika bimvushav. She sends out her hand and she grabs him in the embarrassing place. I mean, she grabs him in the area, in a private area, which is embarrassing for him to be grabbed there. So here, first Rashi says, ki natsu anashim, similar to the previous Rashi we read about this, sofan lavo lidei makos. First you argue, then you end up hitting each other. Kemo sham nemar miyad makeyu. Ein shalom yotze mitoki dei matsus. Right? Peace does not come from two people fighting with each other. So that's, again, Rashi's same theme, that he says whenever the Torah talks about you, first you argue, then you end up fighting with each other. It never leads to anything good. And then the next pasuk says, v'katzosa es kapa, you have to cut off her hand, lo sachos einecha, do not take any mercy on her. Now Rashi obviously explains the standard Torah Sheval Peh, v'katzosa es kapa, mamon demei boshto. It's talking about a monetary payment based on the amount of boshes she caused for him. It depends on the individual if he's more or less embarrassed and the person who did it to him. Maybe you think it means to actually cut off her hands. Nemar kan lo sachos v'nemar alan ve'edim zomim lo sachos. Mala alan mamon av kan mamon. So we learn it from Gzeir Shava by Edim Zomim, and both cases obviously is talking about mamon, similar to what we said in previous limudim of ayin be'ayin. Shein b'shein is always talking about mamon and not actually physically removing the body parts from the person. Moving now to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Zachor es asher asal lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeischem Mitzrayim. You have to remember what Amalek did to you on the way that you left Mitzrayim. So what are we talking about over here? Previously, we just talked about cheating in business. And this is one of the things people don't realize. It's referred to in Pasuk Tezayin, ki so avas Hashem Elokecha kolos eila. It's a toeva. Just like those other Gilui Arayos situations are considered toeva, so too is cheating in business considered a toeva. And here, what does Rashi say? Right, juxtaposed with that, is Amalek, im shikarta b'midos v'mishkalos have a doig migiruya oyev. Once you're cheating in business, you should be afraid of your enemies attacking you. Shenemar, right? Mosne Mirma Toavas Hashem. Tricking people with weights is a toeva in front of Hashem. Uchsiv Basrei Bazadon V'yavo Kolo. Right? So we have again the same idea that you have to fear your enemies based on this. Asher Karcha, continuing in Pasuk Yeches, Asher Karcha Baderek Vayzaneh Bechon Kol Anecha Shalim Acharecha V'ata Yev V'yageh V'lo Yerei Elokim. Right? That he met you on the way and he took all the weak ones from who were straggling behind, and you were weak and weary, and he did not fear Hashem. Right, so Rashi over here, Asher korcha baderech, lashon mikre. It's like happenstance. Davar acher, or he met you. Davar acher, lashon keri v'tumah, or lashon of tumah, shahaya metameh b'mishkav zachar, that the Amalekim would be rape the men, b'mishkav zachar. Davar acher, lashon kor v'chom, it's talking about hot and cold. Korcha, lashon kor, of coldness. Why? Tzanancha v'hafshirecha miritichasecha. They cooled you off from your boiling state. Shall you call a umos yireyim liyilachim b'chem? Everyone was afraid to attack you. U'bazev hiskel v'hera makam lacherim. And they showed the way for other people to attack you. Mashal ambati rosachas, the famous bubbling hot tub. She'ein kol bria yichola leireid b'socha. Nobody was willing to jump into it. Ba ben blial echad, one Russia comes in, kafetz v'yarad l'socha. He jumps in there. Afal b'shenichve hikra osa b'fnei acherim. Even though he got burned, he cooled it off in the eyes of others. Meaning, Amalek made it seem that Bnei Yisrael were not untouchable anymore. Vayzanev b'cha. What's the lashon of zanav of tail? Makas zanav chotech milos v'zorek klapei mal. It's hinting to the fact that when they would kill somebody, they would cut off his bris milah and throw it back to Shemayim, and they would disgrace the Jewish people in such a way. Kol anecha shalim acharech. All the stragglers. Chesrei koach. Why were they lacking in strength? Machmas chetam shahaya anan poltam. They were sinners that got sent away from the Anan Yaakov. Moving to last pasuk yitetz v'haya b'haniach Hashem lokecha l'cha michol oyevecha misaviv. When Hashem finally relieves you of all of your enemies from around, ba'aretz asher Hashem lokecha nosein l'cha nachalav l'yushta, in the land that Hashem will give to you as an inheritance, timche es zecher amalek mitachas hashemayim, you should eradicate the memory of Amalek from under this the heavens. Lo tishkach, don't forget, says Rashi de Ramaschel, timche, to erase a zecher Amalek, me'ish v'ad isha, me'olel v'ad yonik, mishor v'ad se. All adults, children, and even their animals. Shelo yehi shem Amalek nizkar afilu ala behema. We don't even want people to say about an animal that it belongs to Amalek. Lo behema zu mishel Amalek. So we don't want anybody to say anything about Amalek bechlal.